I, Roy Sutler Jr., President of City Council and Vice Mayor of the City of Dover, where diversity, equity, and inclusion is valued, now call to order this special Legislative Finance and Administration Committee meeting dated Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022 at 6:01 p.m. The Council President will now entertain a motion to accept tonight's agenda.
Second.
Properly moved by Councilman Hare, properly seconded by Councilman Bogarty. Any questions on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please state by saying aye.
Aye.
Those
aye.
Opposed? Ayes carry. The Council President now recognizes Chairman David Anderson, Chairman of the Legislative Finance and Administration Committee. Councilman Anderson, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Legislative Finance Administration Committee is now called to order. It looks like the agenda's been adopted according, looking at, but do I still need the...
Move to accept the agenda.
Well, no, seconds.
Okay. Even though we don't need to, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Quicker than arguing. Item one. Mr. Waddell, please. Item one, evaluation of bids, switchgear building for Garrison Oak Technology and Business Park Substation. Thank you.
Hey, good evening. Paul Waddell, Electric Director. So a while back, looking at the committee action form on November 23rd, I was here in front of you guys to recommend award of the switchgear building for the technical park to Siemens. After your approval and the approval of the consent agenda, probably 2 weeks later, I got a legal challenge from the low bidder that we had deemed was incomplete. After going through legal review through Mr. Rodriguez, it came back that their bid was indeed valid. And so this agenda item is to change the award from Siemens to Philadelphia Electric. Philadelphia Electric was the cheaper bid. They were the low bid. Siemens was, $250,000 more expensive. But we evaluated it incorrectly based on what we thought we were looking at, and after legal review, they said we needed to go the other way.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Thank you. Mr. Content, Council President.
I would yield to
you reckon,
Mr.
Content.
Thank you.
You recognize?
Just some questions. So I remember when you brought the bid to us before, you said that the bid was incomplete and that that Siemens had more than what the bid was requesting, right?
Yes.
So what is the difference between what we're going to get between the two vendors?
Nothing.
So we're going to get the same exact thing for, I think it's $100,000 less because we have to pay out 15% of Siemens' right. contract, correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
So it was, well, just to clarify, what Siemens had submitted was about a 56-page packet. What Philadelphia Electric had submitted was basically, this is how much we're going to charge you, and this is when it's going to be here. Our interpretation of the way the bid spec was written was that they needed to provide all that additional information. After legal review and going back and forth, it was determined that that was not the case.
Thank you. Yield back.
Council President, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman Anderson. I just want to say thank you for taking the legal advice of the city solicitor and doing your due diligence. I yield my time back to Chairman Anderson. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Councilman Hare, you're recognized. Councilman Neal, you're recognized.
No, we should not. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Councilman Neal.
I'll second Mr. Harris.
Councilman Harris
motion.
Recognized, accept the staff recommendation. A motion has been duly seconded. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's always good to save $100-some-thousand. All right. Item two on the agenda is a clarification to the council and it to our council community enhancement funds policy. This came about because there was a question of whether or not, while we could donate to other charities, there is a question about whether or not we could allocate money towards the Still Dover Strong Fund through the Sindel Foundation, which is, of course, a long-recognized foundation. But the only question was the language in the current policy seemed to could be interpreted to forbid closed groups. Now, there was a good reason. There's a good reason for not allowing for like an individual, because you could direct money towards an individual, but the intent was never to for a broad-based local group like in the, because if you accept the interpretation, then if there's a natural disaster even that even affected 1,000 citizens in here in Dover, if the fund were only restricted to Dover residents that were affected by that disaster, that interpretation would exclude them. That's not, of course, what we intended, and Mrs. McDowell drew what I thought was some very good language to just to do a policy clarification. I presume that you've all read it, and do you have any questions on it? Okay. Then I would, if no questions, I would accept the motion. What is the pleasure of the committee?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And second. Okay. Any discussion? Online? Okay. Not trying to rush anybody. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion adopted. That brings us to the third item. And I would, Ms. Harvey, if you'd like to come forward. The third item tonight has to do with the first round of appropriations in the American Rescue Plan Act supplemental. And I'd like to recognize Ms. Harvey, and I'd like to recognize Co-Chair Bogarty, and if Councilman Neal has any additions to it, they're welcome. All right, Ms. Harvey, floor is yours. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. The Joint ARPA Subcommittee met on March 15th to interview nonprofit organizations who submitted application for housing and community service grants and proposed recommendations for eligible projects that would address the connection between the negative economic harm of COVID-19 and how the use of funding would address the harm. The committee made recommendations to the organizations that provide services to the residents in the community that suffered the highest impact from the pandemic. This population includes the homeless, senior citizens, at-risk youth, and low-income students in the community. Recommendations for the organizations proposed was determined to have the highest demonstrated need and the management capacity to carry out the projects that will have a greater impact from the recovery of the pandemic. Included in your packet is the proposed grant recommendations for housing and community service projects with the recommended funding amounts. Funding for these projects is a little under $1.4 million, and I'll address any questions you may have.
Members of the committee, any questions? Mr. Conte.
I just had questions about, I hate to say it, but performance metrics. How do we determine whether or not the funding that we're giving is going towards the goals? Do the organizations have to report back to us how they're spending the funds or how many people they're reaching or anything like that?
They would have to submit monthly reports on how they're spending the funds, and we've hired an attorney just to make sure that they're in compliance with the reporting requirements.
Okay, and then the only other question I had was about Central Delaware Housing Collaborative. Did they tell you what the location was of the building that they're planning to acquire or that they did acquire?
They're here in the audience, and I believe that they've already acquired the building, and it's next door to their current property. Is that correct?
Thank you. I yield back.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. If there are no other questions, is there a motion? Neil Miz. Okay. Is there a second?
Fogarty second.
All right. Discussion. Any discussion? All right. No discussion. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Motion adopted.
I abstain, sir. Just walking through the door, I have no idea what the vote was.
Understood. Thank you for your attendance. All right, is there a motion?
So moved.
To adjourn. So moved. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. You all have a wonderful evening.
The council president now entertain a motion to adjourn the...
So moved.
Second.
That's the Finance Administration Committee and special meeting as a whole. It's been properly moved by Councilwoman Arndt, and properly seconded by Councilman Hare. Any discussion on the motion? I want to say thank you, Councilman Anderson. You did an excellent job with, expediting this meeting. Thank you very much. All in favor, please state by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye, carry. We are now adjourned.